Croatian Prime Minister Ivo Sanader unexpectedly announced his resignation Wednesday at a hastily arranged news conference. The 56-year-old leader of the Croatian Democratic Union Party had been Prime Minister since 2003. Mr. Sanader told reporters he decided to withdraw from politics after 2 decades, not for health reasons, but because he wanted a new beginning in his life. He said important goals were realized under his leadership.
Odlazim zadovoljan jer su ti strateški ciljevi ostvareni. Hrvatska je postala istinski čimbenik međunarodne politike.
Prime Minister Sanader explains he is satisfied with the strategic objectives that were achieved. He explains that Croatia became a member of NATO, the UN Security Council, and is now on the doorstep to become a full member of the European Union. Mr. Sanader says despite his resignation, negotiations on EU membership could be completed within 3 months. The Prime Minister says he had the honor to serve the people in politics, but he adds, "My job has been done, my political life ends now." Mr. Sanader made it clear he would not run for president in early 2010. He recommended that Croatian President Stipe Mesic name Deputy Prime Minister Jadranka Kosor to be the new Prime Minister. Commentators have warned Mr. Ivo Sanader's sudden departure will leave a political vacuum at a time when Croatia already faces instability because of the global financial crisis. Croatia's economy is not doing well and unemployment has risen steadily. The country's gross domestic product plunged 6.7% in the first 3 months of this year, the largest drop in a decade. In addition, EU entry talks are currently stalled because of Croatia's border dispute with neighbor Slovenia. European officials have urged Croatia to settle Mr. Sanader's succession rapidly and to continue with reforms needed to join the European Union. That view is shared by neighboring Hungary, one of the most vocal supporters of Croatian EU membership. Hungarian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Susana Matrei told VOA News her country finds it crucial for Croatia to join the Union soon to create more stability in the Balkans.
To help them, that's why we keep on giving advice how to integrate, how to harmonize their legal system. We have always advocated for any kind of enlargement. Given our geographical situation, we have been advocating the most the whole Western Balkan region, including Croatia.
But the Hungarian Prime Minister's office confirmed to VOA News that a key meeting of the Croatian and Hungarian governments scheduled for Friday has been cancelled because of Mr. Sanader's sudden resignation. Croatia's opposition Social Democrats have said the political turmoil shows it is time for early elections. The next parliamentary poll is scheduled in 2 years. Stefan Bos for VOA News, Budapest.